Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning, my wonderful friends, and welcome to yet another delicious opportunity to connect with the Gregory. And as always, we are delighted to be here, and we see we have a bunch of people in the queue, and we have two people asking for reads. On the chat, we have Holy Lady Nana and Little Fairy and Love Thy Work and Raven Spirit. So, okay. We're going to have three chat room ones in a row because we've got Little Fairy. I got you mixed up with Love Thy Work. Okay. Sorry, darlings. You're very separate individuals. All right. So Love Thy Work is general. All right. So, my darlings, wanting you to know yes, that I am available for private readings and life coaching at www.bobbyg.com or 530-554-2000. And yes, and Raven did not want you in the chat this morning. Well, we've got you in there, darling, no matter what. Last week, I apologize for any of you who happen to be in the local area. I was thinking that I was going to be doing the Chico Psychic Fair this weekend. Well, it was kind of this weekend. It was Sunday. So it was last Sunday that I did that. So I do not have any other things planned except the Zen Den with Kelly Lund. I did my first one, and oh my God, it was so wonderful. So I am so excited to be able to teach on the internet and share how to channel to people. And for any of you who are interested in joining that, you can reach Kelly at kellylunt.com, kellylunt.com, at Gmail. Or no, kellylunt at gmail.com. I'm sorry, that's kellylunt at gmail.com. All right. If any of you want to join the Zen Den that we are going to be doing teachings in. All right. So, my darlings, let us close our eyes. Or at least I will do this. And in that time, we are going to bring forward the Gregory. We invite all of you to close your eyes for the, for the three cleansing breaths to center yourself and allow yourself to be more powerfully in the moment with us. As you can tell, the Gregory has already come through. So we absolutely want you to magnify your capacity to be able to be in the moment and to connect with the wisdom of the Gregory. Okay, so closing eyes, being ready, breathing in one. Hold and breathe out. Breathing in two. Hold and breathe out. Breathing in three. Hold and breathe out. My darlings, being awake and aware to the moments of your life happens in multitude of ways. One of the ways is the breathing exercise that we just did that helps center you up and allow you to be aware of the you inside of you, of the beingness, the soul self, the higher self, the beyond the egoic mind self that can be paying attention and watching what's going on inside this body when your eyes are closed. They can be paying attention to what your mind is thinking, when it's thinking all the thoughts that want to pull you off the breathing exercises and distract you from the moment. That is the self that you utilize in helping you be present, to be aware, to be awake of the fact that every moment of your life is about choice, including emotions. For that is another way you're aware of what's going on in your life. If you're feeling bliss and joy and happiness and excitement, it's your internal guidance system letting you know that this is something that feels good to you, that this is something that could be in your highest and best interest. You have to sometimes discern even if the good is what you need, because sometimes the good can be a distracting emotional high. And you need to know whether or not you're addicted to the high or whether you're just happy. Even good, what you consider good emotions, need to be paid attention to. For sometimes people will fall in love and break up and fall in love and break up and fall in love because they love the rush of being in love. Or sometimes people take substances because they love the rush of the substance. And anything in excess is frequently pulling you out of balance. What you want is balance in your emotions, a little bit of anger that lets you know that, hold it, that doesn't feel good. I don't like that. That's not in my highest and best interest. It's not bad. Anger in and of itself is not a negative emotion. It's information. Sorrow is information. Sometimes it's appropriate to notice a grief of a loss or the sadness of something that doesn't feel good. It's information. It's an emotion. Sometimes laughter is good when it's lifting you up and allowing you to experience yourself. But when it's at the expense of another, maybe not so good. But again, it's discernment. With all emotions, what we want to invite you to do is use that higher self that we talked about in the beginning that you tap into when you're in the meditation state. And let it watch the emotions. Let it pay attention to what's bringing that up. Now, let us do a little disclaimer here. We want you to feel your emotions first. We want you to be able to be aware of them. And then we want you to discern, because if you're blowing up in anger all the time and rageful and complaining and on a rant, that is raising your blood pressure, that is causing great discomfort, and it's not a solution-oriented emotion. It is a discharge of emotion, but there's usually something underneath that needs to be addressed. If there's great anger, a lot of times there's great fear. There's a concern. There's something that you're not addressing. That if you can drop down into a quieter place and say, what is this about? What is bringing on this fear? What is the message in this fear for me? If you're in the middle of a dark alley and it's late at night and it's not a safe place to be, that fear is good information to say, perhaps this isn't the place I need to be hanging out. But if you're walking down the street and overwhelmed with fear for no reason, that's a point to take a step and breathe in and find out, is there something in your surroundings currently that you need to pay attention to? For those of you who are intuitive, is there some energy or information you're picking up from the environment of the all that is that you need to know about? For others, is there something that you're afraid of in the future or the past? What is the information? Bring yourself into your now, for only in the now can you discern what that information is about. So fear is information. Anger is information. Joy is information. Laughter is information. Sorrow is information. It's all a matter of you finding out how this fits in your life so that you can be in balance with it, so that you can utilize the information to help you move forward, so you can determine, hold it, I have told that story with anger and upset 17 times. Do I want to tell it again? Will it serve me? What's the underlying message that I'm missing? What do I need to handle so I can let it go? So is the same with sorrow. So is the same times even with laughter. Now, laughter is much better because it raises your vibration. When you're in joy and bliss and just really noticing the wonder of the universe, we invite you to play with that and to enjoy it and to be in that energy and to appreciate it. And again, if you're always going after the laughter and you never allow yourself the quiet time, the time to breathe and center and be at peace, the time to enjoy the moment, to be in your now, to relax and know that all is perfection, that is also an emotion. You don't recognize it as an emotion because it's so peaceful and quiet. But it's the internal bliss that allows you to absorb and discern and make decisions. So the short version of how to manage emotions is to be present, to pay attention, to ask for the message, and to keep all in balance. It doesn't mean that you don't allow yourself a gigantic giggle fest or a day of absolute, total, glorious bliss where you're just enjoying the moment. Oh, we love those. And it doesn't mean you never get really, really angry about something and pontificate and have an upset. And it doesn't mean you never feel fear or you never feel grief or sorrow for someone you've lost or a situation that does not feel good. The trick, my darlings, is to stay in balance, to look for the message, to not let the feelings run you, for you to be aware. Often my physical friends, you think that the emotions are the ones in charge, that your brain is in charge. Darlings, that's not true. You, your higher self, your ability to pull back and be the one who observes and watches all this, you're the one who gets to choose what emotions, what feelings, what thoughts you will continue to pursue. Sometimes emotions come on powerfully and fast, and that is your internal guidance system. But when you keep going back to specific emotions, specific situations, specific stories, that rarely serves you. And that's the time you need to pull into the observer and ask, is this in my highest and best interest? What are the emotions that I'm not facing? What are the messages the emotion is trying to give me? What do I need to do to manage and handle the situation so that I can get back in balance? We don't want you to always be in the calm, blissful state, although it's a very good state to be. But those emotions can be rather juicy. When you're thrilled about something, it can be rather juicy. Even sometimes when you get righteously upset about something, it can be juicy for a moment to be in that space, as long as it doesn't take over, as long as you're aware that you're making a choice to be in that place. And sometimes you may choose to stay there longer. Sometimes you go and you bungee jump over off a cliff and it's so exhilarating you do it a second time. And that's okay. You're going for the rush and the gusto and the gold. But if you have to do it every day to feel alive, you're out of balance. If you get caught in the vortex of an emotion, you're out of balance. If you can't ever find that calm, peaceful, blissful place, you're out of balance. And the trick and the challenge is to be a physical being completely aware and in touch with the wondrous emotions that you have been given to guide you on this path, but to also be able to find that place of bliss and contentment and peace and knowing that happens in the quiet moments of solitude in the now, in the now, in the now. Wow, my goodness, this is Bobby. I just want to come through and share with you. My whole body is vibrating. For as they shared the vortex of those different emotions, they were running that energy of each of the emotions through me and switching from emotion to emotion to emotion that quickly. Oh my goodness, that is like being on bumper cars or a roller coaster. Very interesting experience. I can see why the need for balance is so profound. Yes, yes, yes. I did forget one thing I needed to come through and say, my darlings. For those of you in the Reading area, we're going to be doing the last Gregory Circle for this year, and we'll be deciding about how often to do them next year. So any of you in the Reading area who are wanting to come to the Gregory Circle this Friday, 7 p.m., we're going to be doing our Gregory reading and sharing and connecting with one another this Friday. That's the 17th, I believe, at my home. So you know the number to call if you want to show up, or just show up if you know where we're at. Okay, so in the chat room we see Sharon has joined also, and Queen Goddess is also in there visiting, and everybody's saying hi to one another, giving kisses and hugs and flowers and hearts. And so we have Angel in Disguise there also. Holy Lady Nana, Little Fairy, Love Thy Work, Mighty Heart, Queen Goddess, and Raven Spirit. So chat on, my darlings, and I have Love Thy Work, Little Fairy, and Raven Spirit down for readings. Okay, so let's bump over here. Oh, all right, Kelly is here. I thought that was Kelly. So she's over here doing the chat room. I mean, doing the that thing over here. the queue. So we're going to go over here to, give me a moment, I have to center, bringing the Gregory back in, floating the Bobby back to the back. All right, yes, opening the third eye to be able to see. Allowing the energy, allowing the energy, allowing the energy. Yes. Alrighty then, Yvette, coming at you. Good morning, my darling.
Good morning. Thank you for that message. Full of energy.
Yes.
I would love a general for me and see what you have, Gregory. Thank you.
Yvette, okay, seeing you standing and putting your hand up in the stop sign, putting your hand up in the stop in the name of love, slow down, you move too fast, We know that you have been working on this, darling. But, well, this is not even a but. The energy is going to be coming through to you so powerfully, in particular in the next week, that what this message is about is for you to be sure that you continue to do your practices to slow down, breathe, and discern the opportunities and choices coming through. You're in a very high vibrational vortex energy for yourself. And some of this is astrologically connected, where the planets are rather aligned for you and creating a vortex of energy that is going to be opening opportunities, which is quite delicious, but you don't want to run hell-bent for leathers into them, okay?
Right. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. So pay attention.
I know what you mean. Okay. Cool. I do a new meditation practice now, which is very deep, and I just need to be doing, I guess, more of that, and just
Throughout the day. The three cleansing breaths. Simple. When new stuff is coming through, and it's not that we don't want you to feel the excitement and the joy of this new, but then we want you to slow down, breathe, and do the balance we were talking about at the beginning of this session.
Excellent. Okay. Very grateful for the message. Thank you so much.
Blessings, Yvette. Blessings, darling. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, that is our friend Yvette. And now we're moving on down to Sharon, that I get to see on Friday, I hope. Hello, Sharon.
Hello. Yes, you will see me on Friday.
All right. And let's set a date to get together, darling. It just seems to be not happening in my busy schedule.
Okay, no problem. So, we'll do that.
Yes. And Sharon continues to put up Gregory on the YouTube, Bobby G and Gregory, including another video with the Next Step event that we did. So thank you, Sharon. So what can we do for you this morning, sweet one?
Thank you. I would love a general message, please.
Okay, Sharon, I see you standing on one foot quite firmly, with the other rather tentatively tapping out there to see if maybe you want to consider possibly thinking about going forward. It's very, very tentative, my darling. We don't want to push. We want to give you space to move at your own pace, but it's a good thing for you that Thor's not speaking right now, because he would offer a kick in the butt that would move you forward onto that step. And what we would like to do from the Gregory is invite you to begin putting a little more effort into that step forward before the Thor energy is called. Because Thor comes through, my darling, when you're in resistance. You're not in resistance yet. You're still in exploration, considering, thinking about, and playing with moving forward. But Sharon, you can't get there from here if you don't take the next step. Do you understand, my darling?
I do.
Yes. And Thor is back there saying, kick in the butt. He's being funny today.
Nice to hear his fighter side. We weren't sure he had one.
Yeah. Even Thor can be funny. Okay.
Even the same message. Different tone.
Okay, my darling. So stepping forward, and we will see you on Friday.
Yes, you will. Thank you.
Blessings, darling. Namaste. And that's our darling Sharon, who does get to come be here with. Yes. And let's move on down to Nathaniel. Good morning, Nathaniel.
Hi, Bobby.
How you doing, sweet one?
Pretty good. Coming to the end of my month's stay at my favorite hotel.
Uh-huh.
Doing that, so I'll be looking for a new place. I have kind of a place where I'm really not supposed to be there, but I don't know. You said that I don't know if it's looking sunny or cloudy today in the rental forecast by Gregory.
Okay. Depends on some of the choices you make, Nathaniel. All right. Okay, here's what we have to offer. Regardless of where you stay, my darling, you are in power, in choice, to move forward in your life. You are the one who is making the choices of what you will do to create the life you want to live. As you leave where you're at, we want you to create the space wherever you go to have the joyous, fulfilling energy that you want to manifest in your life. We want you to be in that place that knows your highest and best interest is always possible. We want you to continue to expand your capacity to create new adventures that feel good. And if you will stay in that place, you will see that it may be a little cloudy, but there's a chance of sunshine. And the sunshine is just waiting for your awakeness and awareness to pull it out from behind any cloud of lack or doubt into the forefront of where you're going to go next, so that you can move more powerfully on your path and enjoy the life that you are creating and the freedom that you have brought forth with the choices that you have made thus far. Do you understand, Nathaniel?
Yes, stay positive and, look for the best wondrous, glorious thing that can happen.
Yes, and know that you're the orchestrator of the next wondrous thing that can happen. All right?
That was your first point, that I was the one in power, right?
Yes. You're the one in charge. I mean, you work with spirit, of course, but you're the one in charge of making the choices. Yes.
Yeah. Hey, well, how exciting. Thank you. Thank you, Bobby. Have a great week.
You're welcome. Blessings, Nathaniel. Good to hear from you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So that is our friend Nathaniel. Got in early this morning. Okay. And we're going on down the line to our darling Kelly. Good morning,
Hello.
Kelly. Yeah.
Good morning.
Yes.
I would love a general on the guy I'm currently dating. If you need a first name, his name is Trek.
Trek. Interesting, Kelly. Just a minute. I'm not getting much of a read here. Just a second. There's a distance here. There's a distance. We see you and we see him in a separate bubble off of the distance a bit. Okay, bring to me what that's about. The connection is not strong in this moment. The connection, it's like you're in the world and he's in a bubble, Kelly. And I'm not quite sure how to read that. But You're standing firmly in your now, in your here and now, and in your world, and in your awakeness and your awareness. And he's in this gelatinous bubble kind of laying down and resting. And it's like you reach your hand into the bubble to reach him, but he's not reaching back out or making as much effort as you are. And so I don't know what you can do with that, my darling.
I guess I was just more curious if it was, I mean, that makes complete sense. Do I just need to give him a little bit of time so he could recoup and recharge and focus on his work?
I'm not sure what he needs, but I know that right now he's in that bubble of just, he's resting.
Well, I'll let him be then.
Yeah, because he doesn't have the energy to reach back, that's for darn sure.
And I'll just welcome him with arms wide open when he does come back.
There you go. Give him his space. Let him rejuvenate in the bubble. Okay, my darling. And we'll be in touch on Saturday, Zenden. Yay!
Okay,
all right,
yay,
my darling.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, Kelly and I are doing Zenden. And again, anybody who's interested in finding out about that, contact her at kellylunt@gmail.com. Wow. Okay. So let's go on here. That was the most interesting read. Okay. And I'm writing down a few names here, my darling, and I'm checking off who I have talked to so I don't lose my place. And Kelly's finding out who else is there. So we're going on to Concha. Where'd you go, Concha? There you are. Good morning, Concha.
Good morning, Bobby and Gregory. Good morning.
Yes.
Yes. This morning, you know, I feel really good about things in general, and I just would like a general. Anything that I need to know about anything, really. I'm open to receive.
Okay, Concha. Wow. Very interesting, Concha. Okay, my darling. You got to stop backing up. The picture.
On what?
The picture I see is there's new opportunities. Or there's something you're backing up from, something that's a little overwhelming. And it's like it's emotionally inside of you more than what you're doing in the outside world. Okay, let me get clear here, Concha, just a minute.
Yeah.
Now Gregory says, nope, she's backing up. She's backing up. There's more that you could do. There's more opportunity. There's more possibility.
Is it backing up on my Facebook Live?
That's part of it.
Up on internet exposure?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Okay. And my darling, where you want to go, you won't reach if you go in the opposite direction. Feel the fear and face it anyway. Feel the considerations, explore them. We've given you this exercise before. Go back and do it again. Write down what you're afraid of. Write down your concerns. Then begin to explore what and how this does not serve you and what your next step is to moving forward. All right?
All right. Yeah, we could go over it before. I remember.
Yes, my darling.
It's like I either freak out and do it or I freak out and don't do it, but I still have to do it.
Yes, yes, yes. And if you freak out and do it, you're going to learn from it. If you don't do it, you're going to stay stuck and take another step backwards.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome, Concha. Blessings, darling.
All right, blessings. I appreciate it.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right.
So many times, my darlings, we give you exercises, and what we want you to know is we watch to see if you follow through. And sometimes you follow through and you're required to follow through more than once. It doesn't work if you don't do the work. We are full of wondrous information for you, sweet ones, but you need to do the work to create it happening. Okay. Okay. So we're moving on down the line to Yvonne. Good morning, Yvonne. How are you this morning?
Oh, sweetheart, I am fine. What I'm in need of, it might sound weird, but you'll understand. I'm at a point where I can't put into words anything. I can't. I need
okay.
to take 3 deep breaths with you and tune in with you, and you help me open this, whatever it is.
Okay, Yvonne,
yes.
What's happening is you're at a point where you need to take some action in your life. You don't want to take some of the actions that you know you need to take. In order to avoid the next step for moving forward in your life, your mind is getting in the way of you being able to hear what it is that you need to do. In order to transcend past this, you will need to contact, you will need to be in touch with your heart energy, your throat energy, and your third eye energy. You will need to bring yourself into awareness of the energy vortex and begin to just write down whatever comes to you to write down. It may be gobbledygook at the beginning, but just start writing, just start writing, just start writing. Let the words flow, let the words flow, let the words flow. It may be just like any time there's a dam and a blockage, there'll be a stream coming through the dam a little bit at a time, and then as the stream comes through, it gets bigger and bigger and bigger until it breaks the dam. What you're needing to do is to break the blockage up of your resistance to knowing your own truth, Yvonne. It's your own truth you're seeking, and you have to do the work, to do the writing, to take the time to create the space to allow yourself to come through with what it is you need to know to make your next step forward in your life, my darling. It's time to do the work, Yvonne.
May I ask you, in sharing a favor, I have seeked all I can in the area that I know to seek. I don't know where my next step should be. I feel you and Sharon all it, but you guys are so above your words and everything. I have a hard time understanding, but I'm willing, if you feel it and if I feel right, for you and Sharon to help guide me.
Yvonne, this is where your guidance is coming in right now. You need to start writing words down. It's very simple. Sharon and I can't do it for you. You sit down and you say, what do I need to know? And you just start writing, Yvonne. You just start writing. Like we said in the beginning, it may just be words. It could be the word purple.
My writing is no good because of my hands.
It doesn't matter. You'll know what the words are. Okay. You'll know what they are. And you just sit down, and in the beginning you may just need to scribble back and forth until a word can form. But this is a time for you to begin to do your work to find the words, to find the truth, to find the reality of what you need to do next, my darling.
Yes, I finally learned how to love myself, to feel worthy.
Right.
But now I'm 54, and I don't know who I am, what I want. I have nobody to take care of anymore. I don't know how to go about finding out me.
So just start writing it down. Just start writing it down. All right?
All right. Thank you. I'm sorry for taking up so much of your time.
Oh, no problem. Don't worry.
But
Sharon
talks so highly of you and Gregory that I'm reaching out.
Excellent, darling. We love to hear from you. So start writing and finding your answer, sweet one. Bye-bye, Yvonne.
Thank you, everybody. Bye-bye. Blessings to you all. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay, that's our darling Yvonne. Okay. Oh, and Raven Spirit, if you're listening, Yvonne, says, I've been writing for years. Doesn't have to make sense. Write whatever you are going through, feelings, thoughts, even pictures. I'm no artist, but whatever comes to mind. Absolutely, Raven. You've got it perfect. That's exactly what we're talking about. So just start doing it. That's what it takes to break the block. Okay, so we're going on. Oh, we get to talk to the queen before we go to the chat room reads. All right. Good morning, our queen.
Oh, greatest of risings. Namaste, Gregory and the Continuum and Bobby D.
Yes.
Beautiful message. Beautiful message.
Yes.
I would love to hear through y'all
mm-hmm.
what it is that the word recall, I need to recall and what I need to know in this moment in time for my highest bliss.
The light of the vibration of the all that is. As you dance in the ethers with joy and bliss, as you expand the creativity that flows through you, to you, in you, around you, with you, and to others, you find that path through whatever confusion presents itself. You find that direction that allows you to be heart-led through the valley of any confusion. You be, you dance, you create, and you know the wisdom of the goddess, the wisdom of your ancestors, the wisdom of the all that is. Be here now. Now, 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 and so it is.
I dance through, no more gloom and doom. I fly high as I dance. On the wings of love. That was beautiful. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Just got chills when you added on the wings of love. Perfection added. Thank you. Mm. Wow. That was fun. Thank you, Queen Goddess.
Yes.
I love doing these fun ones. I love doing them all.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. They hit you in different ways, in different places, different spaces. And namaste. I am ever grateful.
Darling. Namaste. All right. So that is our darling queen goddess. And now we're going to go on to, then we're going on to Anshul. And then we'll go on to the chat room ones. Darlings, I'm coming at Love Thy Work, Little Fairy, and Raven Spirit are after Anshul. Hello, Anshul. What can we do for you this morning where I'm at? I don't know where you're at with a phone number like that. My goodness.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call. I am from India.
Ah, how wonderful. Oh, exciting. I love it when people from other countries call. Okay, Anshul, what can we do? And am I pronouncing it correctly or even close?
Yeah, it's Anshul.
Anshul, yes. Okay, what can we do for you, my darling?
I would like to get guidance on the kind of unbalance in emotion that I am feeling. It's like I get irritated easily and angry. Even though I am aware in the moment that this is happening, but it's like I am completely out of control when it happens. And meditation and bringing awareness to this aspect has not been helping me. So I need guidance on this.
Okay, Anshul. Underneath the anger is a fear that is so far down that you're not noticing it. And it's an old fear from an old time that doesn't serve you anymore. It's as far back as childhood. And if you, the next time this anger comes banging out at you and overtakes you, after you're able to let it go, we want you to sit down and begin to do some writing. We want you to do a process where it's called the scribble, where you sit and have a pen and you run the pen from one side of the paper to the other, one side of the paper to the other in front of you, okay? So the pen is going back and forth, clear from one side of your body to the other. And you do that and you ask, what is the fear? What is the fear behind the anger? Bring to me the fear behind the anger. And do that for about at least a dozen times of moving the hand back and forth, and then start writing, okay? And if it doesn't come up, do it again. So this may come up in layers, because when you have an overwhelming fear like that, there's something you're afraid of that's getting in your way. And so the fear pushes forward to shove the world away and to keep you from knowing the fear. So it's trying to protect you, but it's not serving you. Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So do the scribble and look for the fear. Okay. Use the anger as, okay, there's information trying to come through. What is the information? If you do that, we are confident if you persist, you will find the fear that's in the way of the anger, or that's creating the anger.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you. Anshul. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Namaste. Let us know how this comes out. We are most curious. Blessings.
Yeah. Namaste.
Namaste. Okay. All right. So with Anshul from India, we move into Love Thy Work, who wants a general reading. Are you still with us, darling? You are. Okay. I love thy work. I'm not sure how to read this, but it's kind of like one of those old-timey cartoons or tap dance where the da 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 da, where they're dancing to the side, and dancing to the side. Um, Aha, okay, love thy work, although it is very fun to watch you dancing to the side. And that's the dance of the side, and that's all there is, folks. But my darling, that isn't all there is. You're just finished with one set of tasks. You have much more to go, my darling. Yes, enjoy the completion. Enjoy the ending. But do not believe that you are complete, for there is so much more for you to do and so much more for you to expand in and so many more avenues for you to explore in your current endeavors. So being in that dancey place to enjoy completion is fine, but wanting you to, after you finish dancing, take a breath, sit down, relax, feet crossed in the Om position, enjoy and say, okay, so what's my next new endeavor? I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Okay. Love thy work. Don't know if any of that made sense, but it was a fun visual to play with. All right, now we're going to go back to Little Fairy and look at the box here. Okay, Little Fairy had a specific question about work. Okay, and are you there? Yes, you are. Okay. Okay, Little Fairy, you can go either way with this decision. You could choose to stay or you could choose to go. We do agree that there is more for you to learn in your current position. And there is more that you can do here. And we absolutely feel that this is not the last place you're going to work. This place has served a lot of its purpose. But for now, if you can stay for a bit longer while you secure the next step forward, it could alleviate some of the stress of being without a job for a little bit. We know that for us, in terms of if you choose to go, something more will come forward. If you choose to stay, you have more you could learn. So we're not attached to the outcome either way for you. And if it will be easier financially to stay for a little bit, you could consider that and know that there are still some lessons to learn in this job. But what the employer needs to realize is there are things that you need in order for you to stay. There are things that you need to see different. And if the two of you can work that out, it would be a win-win for both of you. So that is our input on that, my darling. If the two of you can work it out, it could be a win-win for your manager and you. So, and if the manager won't work with you, you'll be leaving sooner than later. Okay, my darling. All righty then. That's our answer for Little Fairy. And then we have Raven Spirit, my darling. Let's see what comes through for our darling Raven Spirit. Whoa, Raven Spirit, interesting. I want to push back. I want to push back and away. No! Gregory, what is that about? Take the time. Take the time before you make the decision. Take the time before you move back. Take the time to decide what's in your highest and best interest. This is not a time to be pressured. It's not a time to allow others to effort you in a direction that doesn't work for you, my darling. Take the time to make the right decision, and you will be more pleased with the results and the outcome. Trust your flow. Trust your guidance. Trust what is in your highest and best interest. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. All righty. Directed towards you, I believe. All right. You've got your glasses on. Love it. Okay. Let's move on down the line. I see we got 3 minutes left. We got Trisha. We got Christina. We got, oh, she's all, well, we just got Trisha and Christina. Well, a bunch of people went bye-bye. My switchboard got very short, and we got a 415 that doesn't have a hand up. So we'll see Trisha and Christina, and I guess our show is through then, unless 415 puts their hand up. Oh, they just did. Okay, 415 has got their hand up now. All right, my darling. Okay. Good morning, Trisha.
Oh, hi, Bobby. It's wonderful to talk to you again. And Gregory.
Yes.
Bobby, I've got this energy of wanting to, like, jump forward into something, and I'm not quite sure what it is. So if there's any guidance with where I should put my energy with my work, my writing, that energy, because I haven't really been focused on it for a long time, and don't know whether I should do audio or just anything that comes up in that way.
Wow. You know what, Trisha? Okay, let me clear for a minute. I had just written your name down when I read for Raven Spirit, and I wonder if part of that read wasn't for you. Okay. But let's clarify for you. In terms of going back to the books, you do need to do that, but not until December. You need some time here for some clarity, some creativity. You need some time to percolate, okay? To let the stories and the energy begin to percolate. And we're seeing more powerfully audio right now. And maybe even reading some of your current books into the audio rather than creating another audio book. Especially the children's story. The children's story, so that they can download it and listen to it, because a lot more children have phones now, and they can access that sort of stuff. And so that would be, we definitely see Spirit Boy in audio. Okay. But we're wanting you to spend the rest of this month kind of letting it percolate, Trish. Okay.
Okay.
Doesn't mean you're not going to do anything on it, but it's going to be in the percolation stage.
Okay. Fantastic. Thank you. Bobby,
okay, my darling. Yes. Go ahead.
Can I tell you something really quickly? You know the
yes,
girl who came to stay in my guest house and left, and there was all of that drama?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had the choice of, should I go after her or sue her? When she's not even aligned, why create that hardship? Let it go.
Right.
And
right.
Before she moved in, she sent me an email about the service that does free tree cutting down.
Mm-hmm.
After she moved out, I got an email saying, we approve, we're going to cut your trees down that are dead. One nearly fell, that was huge.
Mm-hmm.
$2,000 worth of free tree treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Free, they have all of the trees cut up for me to use as firewood. All was the blessing. And that came from the manifestation of me not going off my path by fighting her in a court.
Oh, Tricia, this is a beautiful, beautiful example. Beautiful example of how when you're in the flow and you trust your judgment and you keep to the higher path, it all works out for the best.
Isn't it amazing? I got thousands of dollars of work and thousands of dollars worth of wood, and I can give away a lot of wood to people that need it. So,
yep.
blessing. Stay in the focus of manifestation for the better of all. And it was better for her to sue her because it would have damaged her. So why damage another human being? Because you only damage yourself in reflection. Love you.
Yep.
Bye.
Love you too. Thank you for the message, Tricia. Excellent.
Right.
Beautiful message. Love it. Okay. So we're going on to Christina and then 415. Good morning, Christina. How are you today?
Good morning. I am well. I just want to know what spirit or any messages for me. I'll take anything you got. Life is good.
Oh, it is. But I need to tell you to pay attention, Christina, because you're on a slippery slope right now. Okay, life is good. And I see your feet slipping out from under you. And you falling if you don't pay attention to grab hold of the rails. And the rails are your internal guidance system. The rails are your focus and your ability to know what's in your highest and best interest. I don't know what the slippery stuff is, but it's like if you don't pay attention, you could fall. If you grab hold of the rails of your personal guidance system, your highest integrity, and you're knowing what is best for you, and listening to people in your life that you trust to give you the right information, then there won't be, then you can maintain and stay strong. When I use the words, if you're holding onto the rail and trusting the people around you that you know you can trust, then all of a sudden you're not slipping, you're standing strong, and the goo is just moving away from you. Okay, I'm not sure what the goo represents, but pay attention to any time feels, it seems like you might be presented with a situation that would be less than zesty. And move to the highest good, Christina. Move to the highest good. And find the people you trust to give you the best information. It's not anything to worry about, but it's to pay attention to. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Be curious to find out what that's all about, Christina. But if you stay with the highest good, you'll be okay.
I've been meditating and trying to put good, like they say, your thoughts become a thing. So it says change your thoughts, change your world. So I've been meditating and listening to inspiration. I don't know if you know who Esther Hicks is.
Oh, God, yes. Love her.
So I've been trying to get inspired with her. Not trying. I am getting inspired with her and listening to a lot of her stuff. So I hope that works for me.
Well, that's not the slippery slope. That's your higher guidance system. Okay, so that's the rails. Yeah, that's the railings that you can use. And we invite you to, it's not just changing your thoughts, but it's changing your emotions behind the thoughts. If you change, life is good, life is good, life is good, but you don't feel life is good, or you don't explore, well, yeah, life is good, but what about this? Well, you clear away old stuff. So you focus on, this is what's good about my life. This is what's positive about my life. This is what I want to help more of in my life. Then it allows you to feel the good that life can be. And you've read the book where you go up the ladder a step at a time to reaching for those better feelings.
Yes.
Yeah, good, good. Because reaching for a better feeling is a step-by-step process.
That makes so much sense.
Yes. Yes. I ask it and it's given, I think, is the book. Have you read that book?
No.
It's by Esther, and it's channeled from Gregor or from Abraham, and they have a list of emotions that you move up, how to move from sad to happy a step at a time. And her audios are wonderful as well, but the book has graphs and some other stuff in it that's worth looking at.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you very much.
You're
welcome. Have a wonderful, blessed day.
All right. Blessings, Christina.
Thank you.
All right. Don't know what that slippery slope was, but I hope I warned her so she doesn't even find out. That'll be wonderful. Sometimes when you get the information up front, it doesn't happen. All righty, 415, is this Annalisa?
It is.
Hi, darling. You got in late today. All right.
I did.
So.
Yes. Experiencing some movement, but I very much appreciate a general.
Taking as you move forward, my darling. Feel it. Feel it. Know that you are on your path. Trust. 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 Yeah, that was your guides coming through for you, Annalisa. How fun. Thank you for sharing.
What a difference a day makes.
Yes, I love your musical beings. Oh, they're so beautiful. Yes. And I don't know how they get in touch with you, but don't you do readings where you do the music stuff, Annalisa, for other people? I don't know how they get in touch with you. I know how I get in touch with you. But if they want some of your musical reads, how do they get in touch with you?
CosmicGold9@gmail.com or Facebook. Or
CosmicGold9?
The number 9.
CosmicGold9@gmail.com. I have had Annalisa's musical intonement readings, and they're just delightful balancing things. So, or experiences, not things. So, blessings, my darling. Back at you, evidently, huh?
Oh, yes. Yay. Love you,
okay,
Bobby. Thank you so much.
Yes. Yes, you too. And I'm looking at the calendar. Is next week Thanksgiving?
Is it?
What is today?
I thought it was the one after. Is it?
You know what? I'm a week off. Guys, if next week is Thanksgiving, I won't be here Wednesday. So I should have said that at the beginning of the show, but I will Facebook it if next week is. Isn't that interesting? Are you there still? I'm just checking here. Next week is Thanksgiving. All right. Next week's Thanksgiving, guys. There won't be a Gregory show. On Thanksgiving, the day before Thanksgiving, because I'm leaving to go down south. So blessings, everybody. We'll see you in 2 weeks. All
That's
right,
okay.
Annalisa. Love you, darling. Blessings.
Blessings.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. So, everybody, take what you like, leave the rest, trust the flow, and let those good times roll. Bobby G and Gregory signing off.